can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels' feet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in
Republic
the dark
Broadcasting, this is light. Talk with John. I look forward to being with you here today. And today is, hopefully you're listening to it live. And if you're not, thank you for listening to the recording. So, today is May 20th, 2023. And it happens to be 4:02 Mountain Standard Time where I am broadcasting live today. Look forward to interacting with you folks. I do not have a guest. So to all of those that I know that do and you folks enjoy calling in and sharing your thoughts and trying to pick my brain, and every once in a while you guys can stump me on something I don't know anything about, feel free to do so. So we're going to have open lines. So. But before I get to the open lines, let's just get into kind of my normal intro. So, Republic Broadcasting and listeners, thank you for listening to Talk with John. I am your host, John. Kind of funny how that works. Today, Saturday from 4 to 5 Mountain Time, and every Saturday, well, most every Saturday. I've missed a few recently for some things, and kind of depending on what happens with Memorial Day weekend, there's a possibility that I may not be making it, but we'll see. So Saturdays, typically from 4 to 5 Mountain and 5 to 6 Central, you can tune in right here and join me here on Talk with John. Another great way to interact with me is on Twitter. My Twitter handle is TalkWithJohn1. That's TalkWithJohn1. And we want to say thank you to our advertisers. Make sure to go to the RepublicBroadcasting.org page, and up in the top left corner you can go to the yellow button and click there and donate to Republic Broadcasting. It will keep us here, it'll keep us alive and keep us going. Phone number for to interact with me today is 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. And another way to reach out in case your minute challenge, and this may wind up going away, is the toll-free your line, 800-313-9443. So, folks, look forward to being with you and interacting with you for the next couple hours. Once again, the phone number is 512-248-8252. I know a number of you have called me before, and you start calling at the end of the show, and it's like you want to get in and you want to talk, and it's just hard to do when we don't have time left. So let's get on to a couple of stories. Oh, actually, you know what? I'm still not getting this show off to a proper start. I need to give out the show prayer and the show mantra, as it were. I hope my show is a gift back to my forefathers, the founding fathers, and may it be an acceptable token to our Father above. That's the prayer of my heart. Now, the show mantra. where there is liberty, there is the Spirit of Christ. Where the Spirit of Christ is, there will be liberty. And the greater the Spirit of Christ, the greater liberty will be. Now, why Christ? Well, obviously, I'm a Christian, I must admit. So for those of you that have any issue with that, don't know what to tell you. You live in a Christian nation. It is the way it is. Now, just because I might be Christian and you might not, doesn't mean we still can't be friends. And liberty. What? Well, John, why do you say liberty? Because liberty means a lot more to me than freedom. Just because I have the ability to do something, I have the freedom to do something, doesn't mean I should. There are things that I'm free to do that I shouldn't do. An alcoholic in this country is free to drink alcohol, for instance. But should an alcoholic drink alcohol? No, I don't think they should. I think that's a bad idea. If you're a true alcoholic, you need to stay away from alcohol. There's a lot of things along those lines. You have the freedom to do it. Just because you have the freedom to do it doesn't mean you should. And so that is why to me, and liberty is the spiritual side. It is the morality side, and it's the responsibility side of freedom. And that's what liberty is to me, in a nutshell, is the spiritual side of freedom. So let's get to what is going on in the news and some things that I think are really important to talk about. I do want to get into the John Durham report. I will talk about that. In fact, I think I may be breaking into that here shortly. But I do want to pay homage to the powers that be, to the elites, because they're better than you, because they're better than me. No, they're not better than us. They're running this world into the ground. They're destroying it. Bilderberg meeting is, as all of you know, I'm sure 90, I'll bet you, not, if not 99, I'll bet 99% of the listeners to this show and to RBN know what Bilderberg is. But just to that new person that's new to this, the world's Bilderberger is a meeting that happens, I believe it happens every year. It might happen every other year. And it moves around throughout the world, but world leaders come. We've had secretaries of state. We've had future presidents go to this. This is where Henry Kissinger goes to on a regular basis. But let me tell you a little bit more. Key leadership from companies like Microsoft, ChatGPT, and Google are convening with prime ministers, royalty, bank governors, army generals, and top U.S. officials at the 2003 Bilderberg meeting in Lisbon, Portugal, to strategize about global affairs. Artificial intelligence is the focus of the 69th annual secretive Bilderberg meeting. Well, John, if it's so secretive, well, why do we know about it? Well, we know about it, but we don't have any reporters in there reporting on it. And they're also not mentioning, which I guarantee you there are top media individuals that go to these meetings, and we hear nothing about it. They don't say anything about it. Over 130 individuals from 23 countries will participate in the private closed-door deliberations. The three-day event runs this year from May 18th to May 21st. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman, Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella, former Google CEO Eric Schmidt, and DeepMind CEO Demis Hasbin, World Economist Forum agenda contributor is going to be there, and also PayPal co-founder Peter Thiel are among the business elites attending the strategic meeting on artificial intelligence. Now, notice a name that was not there mentioned. And I do think this speaks well. Now, had he been there, it wouldn't totally, I wouldn't totally throw the baby out with the bathwater. And that's Elon Musk. I find it's interesting that Elon Musk is not there. Also, former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger is there, along with other a lot of other leaders of other nations. Now, Henry Kissinger, good old guy that he is, almost 100 years old now. I will be talking a little bit about him. In fact, let's get into that right now. Henry Kissinger, probably one of the top 100 most damaging individuals to the United States of America, to freedom and liberty, to the United States freedom and liberty. He may be in the top 25. He may be in the top 20. Definitely of the faces we know, I would say he's in the top. I would probably put him in the top 20. He turns 100 later this month. Henry Kissinger is often wrong, but never in doubt, not least of which China. Kissinger refuses to acknowledge that all his devious efforts to build China as a future enemy by bringing it into the UN and the world of Western trade were damaging to our national security. When he was asked that, he said no. Was his defiant response when asked CBS News' Ted Koppel during an interview last week whether we are now all the worse for opening China that Kissinger pioneered under Nixon administration. China's reentry into the international system would have happened, Kissinger said, with his typical self-assuredness. Why hide behind counterfactuals rather than count the facts? Let's consider that. Actually, Kissinger's overtures to Beijing, those many years ago. First, the United States recognized China in 1979 at the expense of Taiwan, swapping relations with a pro-American country for relations with an anti-American one. Do you think that was a good deal, folks? No, not at all. What are we looking at now? Well, Taiwan is one of the strongest economies, definitely per capita. China's the top economy now, the top GDP producing country in the world, from what I understand. And they are producing much more stuff. Our production has gone over to China, the majority of it. There's not a lot produced here in the United States. And what happens if we were to go to war? They just close things off. What happened last year or several years ago when COVID happened within their own country and they decided to shut everything down? We lost tons of manufacturing, our manufacturing base, our ability to buy goods, get goods, and so it really had a damaging effect to our nation. Well, what's the problem with that, John? We got cheap goods. Well, I think it's 90% of our pharmaceuticals are made in China. You want to kill off America? Kill off that pipeline. And it's not just pharmaceuticals, it's the sutures. It's the, well, John, you know, fat people deserve to die. Yeah, you could say that. But so do you if something happens to you. You get in an accident. The sutures. A lot of that stuff made by Johnson & Johnson is not made in the United States. It's made over in China. Gauze. Typical things that are used. Needles. Saline bags, all that type of stuff, made over in China. Very little of it is made here in the United States. Second, bilateral trade rose from $5 billion in 1980 to $691 billion in 2022. In return for cheap stuff, Americans lost millions of manufacturing jobs and much of the country's defense and industrial base. Not to mention the trillions of dollars American companies have lost to Chinese intellectual property theft. That's one of the biggest things right there. If you make something in China, the Chinese government has access to all of your intellectual property. I think that is one of the scariest things we've got. You've got an iPhone. I have an iPhone. Where's the cloud stored? Well, they have access to a lot of that information over in China. You got TikTok on your phone? Guess what? China has access to that. Third, the Marxist-Leninist nut jobs in Beijing funnel this money into their campaign to supplant America as the globalist talk dog. Now, I can't feel bad or be upset with any other country that doesn't want to be the top global economy in the world. That's fine. I'm totally fine with it. I'm fine with China being China first, but I'm not fine with them when they're taking away their people's freedom and being an even more tyrannical nation and government than the United States. In fact, the United States loves it because they can say, well, they're slightly worse than us. They've used China's new wealth to rise peacefully, but to crack down harder on their population, bully their neighbors, and threaten to kick us out of the Indo-Pacific. In just two generations, China built the world's second best military. It also is happy to rot our children's brains on TikTok, speaking of TikTok, and smuggle fentanyl across our borders, killing hundreds of thousands of us annually. Never before has a great power abetted a foe's rise so contributed to a foe's rise so rapidly and so enthusiastically. I remember being in a conversation with a friend, a former roommate, back in the 90s. I want to say it was probably 96, 97. And he worked for a company that made trade show exhibits. And so they had hundreds of manufacturing companies that sold different things. And he thought it was just fantastic back then. He's like, hey, John, we're a service economy. You know, we do build some things, manufacture some things in the United States, but allows us to buy a lot of goods here locally that are cheaper than they would be if they were made. This being done over in China is a great thing. Fast forward, we met a few years ago for lunch, and he was saying how terrible it was. And I'm like, I just asked him, do you remember that conversation? He's like, no, but I was wrong. I'm like, I remembered. I was pretty adamant about it. That's one thing that Rush Limbaugh got wrong from the beginning, and I think changed his opinion by the time of his death. We lost so much of our manufacturing. Another thing that I'm concerned about, I've talked about here on these airwaves, is an EMP. We ever have an EMP blast, I don't know that we'll ever come back from it. Because the vast majority of the large transformers, the multi-million-dollar transformers, are made over in China. We have no access to that. We have no ability to get those. China goes to war with us, they're shut down. I don't see how can we manufacture that stuff here in the United States without any power? Don't know. And that is one of the... So, just that. And then they're moving out, island hopping, growing islands, stating that they are building their footprint, attacking the Philippines. They're coming for all of the world. Now, I will say this. They are going about it a lot smarter than the United States has. They're doing a lot better job empire building. Now, I'm no fan of empire building that we've done. Speaking of things along the lines in Iraq, Afghanistan. I mean, not even a fan of our bases being over in Germany. We'll get back to some side.
It's primary season again. I'm Peter Serafin with another Liberty Minute. Tuesday was primary day in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, my home state. That really got me thinking about the entire primary process. Primaries are how two main political parties, private organizations, decide who they'll put on the ballot for the actual election. The direct primary election is unique to the United States. The current system has only been around since the 1970s, and somehow it's become taxpayer-funded. The 2016 primary elections cost taxpayers over $427 million. And to make that idea even worse, not everyone is allowed to participate in the taxpayer-funded selection process. 26 million registered voters can't vote in primaries because they're not registered to one of the two big parties and live in closed primary states. So what's the solution? Make the parties pay for their own primaries or go back to caucuses. The parties pay for the process every one of the caucus states. If you believe in limited government and you're fed up with the uniparty, visit constitutionparty.com and break out of the two-party illusion. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, see this Pashem Parabellum.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care,
K-Talk Radio, Republic Broadcasting Radio, Republic Broadcasting Network. Holy cow, put a quarter in the jar, as it were. K-Talk Radio is what I do on AM 1640, Mondays and Tuesdays, 10 to noon. So you can tune in there if you'd like to. Mondays and Tuesdays, 10 to noon, Utah time, Mountain Standard time, that is. I do a show. And then also today from 5 to 6 Central, 4 to 5 Mountain, I do this show here. And I look forward to being with you the remainder of today up until 5 o'clock. So feel free to call in and give me your thoughts. So one of the questions I have to you folks out there, and the phone number is 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. Where do you think Henry Kissinger fits in as far as one of the most seen destructive people? I mean, people we get to see and know who they are, meaning. Where do you think Henry Kissinger fits in? Is he in the top five? Is he the number one most destructive person to the United States? He might be in the very top. I think George Bush probably did just a little bit more to destroy the United States. John, why do you say that? Well, I got my reasons, and we'll go into that another time. But let's bring up some other stories. I want to get into a few other things. I want to get into the Durham report. Actually, let me mention this first. So Bakhmut has fallen. Russian forces on the brink. Roughly 2 months ago on the Gateway Pundit, a piece was done about how Ukraine troops were put in an operational encirclement by the Russians in the Donbass city of Bakhmut. And since then, many thousands of soldiers on both sides have lost their lives in what has been widely considered one of the toughest battles since the Second World War, a meat grinder or the Vortex. So there's a part of me that's glad for this. And this is the only reason why I might be glad about this. And this is what I'm hoping for. I'm hoping that if the Ukrainians lose this city, this area, they will go to the table. They will have a truce treaty, and we can go away, back away from World War III, because I am very concerned that Ukraine starts to be World War III. So I am totally fine from my standpoint and letting it be handed back. So the Durham report, actually, let's go to, we're going to talk about John Durham, and we're going to also talk about, probably on the other side of the next break, I'll get into Durham, but I'm going to talk about Chris Wray and Chris Wray and the FBI. So five revelations in 5 days exposes Chris Wray's FBI's criminal enterprise and their devoid of morals and legitimacy. Sometimes God works in mysterious ways. So this is from the Gateway Pundit. Sometimes God works in mysterious ways, exposing the FBI as an utterly corrupt organization, and last week was one of them. There was a time in the not so distant past when a vast majority of Americans trusted the FBI. I say it would be a long time since most of the people in my audience did, but most people that I come across, most quote-unquote conservatives, 5 years ago, trusted the FBI. There was a time in the not-so-distant past when the vast majority trusted the FBI and valued its work and believed in its mission and purpose. A majority of Americans were proud of the FBI. When Trump came into office, all of a sudden, I'm going to say that was shattered, folks. It was destroyed. So whatever credibility the FBI had, it's pretty much been tossed out the window. And just this week, here's some things that happened. And Andy, we'll get to you on the other side of the break. On Monday, the Durham report was released. The FBI, Obama, Hillary, and the deep state knew the Trump-Russian collusion was a lie in 2016. That was the information that came out from the Durham report. Now, here's one. I will get into the Durham report a little bit more, so I won't break that down right at the moment. But that in itself was a pretty weak thing. On Wednesday, the FBI revoked the security clearance of the FBI whistleblowers before they testified to Congress on criminal conduct at the FBI. The 51 Intel community signatures who signed the bogus Hunter Biden laptop letter still hold their security clearances, though. But not those individuals. I think that is one of the, and many of those 51 signers are now in the media. On Thursday, we learned the FBI retaliated against the brave whistleblowers who exposed their corruption and political targeting of conservatives, including their spying on Catholics. On Friday, Gateway Pundit, well, I'll get into the last two. This is Talk with John. When I'm done with these, we'll get to Andy. Look forward to talking to you on the other side of this value commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women old boys raised on shotguns. Came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beech nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. And we can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
All right, folks. What a song. I love it. I love it. I love it. And I said, I told the producer, Frank, I said, and I want to say thanks to Frank for help producing the show and not help producing the show, producing the show. What a great job. Appreciate you being there, taking care of me, Frank. Really appreciate you being there. And so one of the reasons why I want to let that play out is because today I was out working in my garden. I live here in Utah and out gardening, doing that. We've been probably spent in the last week about 6-7 hours in our garden. I do not love doing that. Let me tell you, I don't like it at all. And then went and ran some water lines, as it were. So, yeah, more fun than I wanted to have today. Let me tell you, but to that song, it just makes me think, what is a man's to do? What is a family to do? What is a man's job? Well, this is my opinion of what a man's job. My son asked me that here recently, my 18-year-old son. There was a spiritual reason behind it. But he was supposed to reach out to four people in his life that he, to ask them the question, what a man is. And I said, well, I think what it boils down to, and let's kind of set aside a little bit of the spiritual side, but not totally. A man's job is to provide and then protect. That's what it boils down to. And on a spiritual level, I'm responsible for helping him provide him a body. I was involved in the process of helping him gain a body. His mother nurtured him for 9 months and then birthed him. And then it's been mostly on my shoulders to provide for my family. Now, not to say that everybody hasn't pitched in, because that's part of it. Let alone, you know, when we were, it wasn't just me out there doing the gardening. In fact, I had all 6 of my children now. My oldest son got married, and I gained one, and she was out there helping in the garden too, because she's going to be partaking from it. And we have to protect. So how do we go about protecting things? We have to be aware of what's going on in order for us to protect, right? So let's get back into the Durham report, back about Chris Wray and the FBI and the disgusting nature of what's happened there. And then we'll, as soon as I get up done with these last two things, we'll get over to Andy if he's still with us. On Friday, Gateway Pundit reported how the FBI dropped four different investigations on Hillary Clinton during the 26 campaign, meaning they dropped, stopped, ended four specific investigations because, well, they wanted her to win. They wanted to make sure that her crookedness wasn't known. Another thing that happened is when the Steele dossier came out and when there was any question or hint that there might be some Russian shenanigans going on with Trump, who was notified? Obama, Biden, Hillary. Notice I didn't say Trump or any of his organization were given a heads up. Yeah, it goes to show you how dirty they are. Also on Friday, we learned the FBI used warrantless searches, warrantless search powers more than 278,000 times in 2021 following the January 6th protest in Washington, D.C., according to an unsealed FISA filing. The FBI searches included Trump supporters who attended protests in Washington, D.C. on January 6, 2021. Folks, they're coming for you. It's important to know how to grow a garden. It's important to know how to run a trout line. It's important to know how to use a 45. And one thing about that song by Hank Williams, yeah, his buddy in New York City, well, his son was pushed, or his daughter, probably his daughter, was pushed in front of a subway. And another daughter was raped on that subway and nobody did anything about it. Well, unfortunately, Hank's grandson went up there because he knew a buddy that needed help on a subway. And he had to ride the subway to get to his buddy that needed some help. Guess what happened? Some homeless yo-yo went off on them, telling them that he was ready to die and willing to kill them all. Put him in a chokehold. Unfortunately, the homeless man died. Now, don't get me wrong. I do feel terrible that homeless man died. But now his Marine grandson is in jail because he was trying to help others. Guy that was a homeless man, had been homeless for years, had beat up an old woman, broken her orbital socket just recently, and was out, had a warrant out for his arrest. Okay, yeah, you know who I'm speaking of. And I'm using just a smidgen of satire, but it's not that far off, folks. Yeah, I don't think I will ever go to New York City because, well, let me put it this way. You're a white man and you see a black man raping someone, whether it be any race. I guarantee you there's going to be plenty of white guys that are going to think, do I really want to do this? Because if this goes south, I'm going to be called a racist. Yeah. Yep. That's what's going on. All right, folks, let's get to it. Andy in Texas, what's on your mind? Andy, are you still there? All right, I'm going to type Frank. Frank, is Andy there? Question mark.
And hey, Andy showed up.
Andy's here. Andy's reporting for duty. Andy, yes. What's on your mind?
Hey, you know what? John, thanks for taking my call. You mentioned earlier in your show, you said, who's responsible for this? And so my explanation is the people who get up every morning and go to their sink and brush their teeth and then look in the mirror. We're responsible for this.
Okay, so Andy, you jerk face. That's why I took that statement back. Remember? I took the statement back. Then I said, because you're right, I look him every day in the mirror.
Yes, I do. Everybody should. You know, and sometimes when you look in the mirror, it's kind of scary. because you're not really sure who's looking back at you, because you're like, wait a minute, I know myself. And then all of a sudden that guy in the mirror is like, that's not me. Have you ever had that moment? People have those moments. I think there's people that have those moments all the time. But we really do need to look in the mirror, and we do need to discover who we are. First and foremost, you can't live in this world without knowing who you are. If you've never taken time off out of your life
Yes, you can. Andy, I'm going to disagree with you on that. You shouldn't live in this world.
No, that's a good disagreement because I can see the other side. Go ahead.
So I would say yes, it is more than possible. It is very possible for people to not really know who they are. I think there's people doing all the time, they're getting medicated, they're being told who they are, who they're not. They are self-medicating. Yeah, there's a lot of people that don't really know who they are and don't want to know who they are. Okay, Andy, continue though. But yes, most people, a vast percentage do.
Well, no, there's some people who self-medicate just to find out who they are. And, you know, check this out. All drugs aren't bad. John, I don't know if you've experimented, probably. You're in the neighborhood of a lot of years in your life. People experiment. And, you know, some drugs are okay. Some things are just fine. You can find your inner spirit. You can find who you really are. And, you know, I've done that, and I'm not saying I'm a drug hit or anything, but I've found who I am. I spent the last 10 years pretty much by myself, and I discovered myself. More than anything in the world, I discovered myself. I got 1,200 pages of writings discovering myself, discovering what the world's going on. Those little 200-page journals, I got 6 of those. I actually got 7, but I'll never get that 7th one back. There's a lot of stuff missing in my life, but life is so short. So if you really want to find out what the problem is, you do have to get up every morning and look in the mirror, and don't just do it to see if you're getting your teeth cleaned right. Look in the mirror and see yourself.
Okay.
Be who the hell you are.
I want you to answer this question real quick. Where do you think... And so the real question I wanted people to answer was, Henry Kissinger is going to be 100 this month. Where do you think he fits in being one of the worst people in the United States? Do you think he belongs in the top 100, and where would you put him at?
Oh, hell, he's in the top 10. He was part of the mastermind of our entire implosion. He's in the top 10, without a doubt. Henry Kissinger, are you kidding me? That guy's been all over. Control the food, and you control the people. Control the water. I mean, this was back in the 70s when he was saying this crap. All right, so no, he's a founding father of what's happening to us right now. These people are just notorious. Notorious. Hey, guess what? We're in a video game right now. You and me, we're playing Joust, we're playing Space Invaders, name your video game, but we're trying to stay alive, and you only got like 3 lives. And many of us have already killed 2 of our lives, we only got 1 left. And that's me, because I've been yelling and screaming about this stuff for years and years and years, and I'm getting tired. And it almost seems for bust. I'm not getting anywhere with it. I'm having fun, though. And I've met so many great people. And RBN, you are the network of networks. And I love my friends out there.
Andy, thank you. Appreciate it. I need to go to the next caller here shortly. Okay, so Mike, let's go to you next. Mike, what's on your mind?
Yeah, Henry Kissinger certainly comes off as one of these folks that is not loyal to America. He's loyal to his Zionism or something. I'm trying to hit mute on this, if I can find it. Anyway, kind of surprised me. I didn't know he was going to take me that quick. But I have been pulled away, distracted, or whatever, if you've already quoted this. All things are lawful for me. But not all things are expedient, and I think the part that a lot of people leave off is I will be enslaved to nothing or no thing. So when Timothy was told, you use a little wine for thy stomach's often infirmity, you know, or be not drunk with wine, I think that doesn't give you permission to be among the gluttonous drinkers of wine and eaters of meat or whatever that other scripture is. But, you know, gluttony's, I think a lot of Americans don't realize how their food has been hijacked. And well, I think it's very
interesting. Gluttony is my sin. Gluttony is my sin. Mike, let's hit this break and then we'll come back to you on the other side.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Subscribe to the Freedom Times monthly newspaper, published since 1985. That's right, 1985. The Freedom Times pulls no punches and observes no sacred cows or taboos. The perilous times we live in are too critical for anything but honest discussion of America's plight. The Freedom Times is the antidote to the lies and distortions of the fake news media. There's no better way to inform and enlighten Americans than by reading the Freedom Times each month. New subscribers may sign up at the special rate of just $29 for 1 year or $55 for 2 years. Subscribe online by going to AmericanFreedomNews.us or mail your subscription to The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. That's the Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. Support America's best patriotic newspaper and one of the very few left by becoming a subscriber to the Freedom Times today.
All right, this is Talk with John. Let's get back to it. We're back to Mike. Mike, as you were sharing.
The bumper music is fun. I say genius borders on insanity. I think you're crazy, that song there. And so the rest of y'all have to find your own excuse for being crazy.
Yeah, but sometimes things are just plain old crazy. Things are just plain old.
And sometimes we're handed over to, or people can be handed over to, a reprobate mind because of their unrealized idolatry that they're engaged in. And you know, we were talking about gluttony before the break, and I mentioned wine, you know, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess. I never had heard that RBN sponsor, so I can endorse the concept. I don't know about the products, but resveratrol they thought for a long time was responsible for the French paradox. They eat all this fatty foods, and they don't have the heart disease problems that we do. Of course, we've got a lot of processed foods. But local winery that I contacted was throwing all that stuff away, the skins and seeds, years ago. I said, no, man, that's the best part of the grape. And I told them, I said, you can buy a little bottle for like $7 or even at Walmart of grape seed extract. And they didn't know a thing about it, and they're running a winery. And wow. I even told my dad about it. He had a bumper crop 1 year, and he was going to throw on the compost the skins and seeds after he made grape jelly. And I said, no. I said, I put it in a gallon milk jug, put it in my fridge, which I've kept right above freezing. And that winter, my blood pressure never went up. And in fact, it went down by about 10 points top and bottom.
Wow.
I first learned of it from wild grapes, because wild grapes still have the seeds. And there's not much to a wild grape. It's really small. It's about the size of a green pea. So it's mostly skin and seed. And the drier it is, the more resveratrol can be concentrated in those grapes. And same thing with, like, Argentinian wine. It's grown in a dry climate, so you get a little more resveratrol. It takes longer for the grape to form and ripen. So that product, I can't remember the brand name of it, but it's apparently a new sponsor for RBN. I'm going to say you guys need to look into that. It sounds like it would be a valid concept from my alternative health studies of the last 20-some years. But anyway, back... You know, and I don't like running down Jews all the time, you know, talking about Henry Kissinger, but the ADL, or Anti-Defamation League, before Congress, was griping about the context, and I've got the video, I think I posted it on RBN's Facebook page, where they basically gripe about the State Department's definition of racism, and they use the example of saying that Jews or Zionists are only loyal to the state of Israel. And they point out that that is attacking.
Mike, forgive me.
It's necessarily racist, but we're out of time, aren't we?
We are out of time. We've got less than 30 seconds. So let me ask you this. Where do you think Henry Kissinger fits in being one of the worst Americans of all time, most destructive
American? I don't know anything about his prehistory before Nixon, but he was installed, right, during the Nixon administration.
Right.
That says it
Still,
all.
Got to say, where do you think he fits in? Is he in the top 100?
He's way up there. I mean,
top 10?
But Nixon, of course, was griping about the Jews and control, and yet he points him.
Well, let me put it this way. To me, Henry Kissinger, I could care less whether he's a Jew or not. He's destroying America. And that, as my job as a Christian, is to point out, when you're against Christ and you're trying to destroy America, you're not, I could care less what stripe you are.
There's a lot of antichrists.
All right. This has been Talk with John. Mike, thanks for your call. Folks, this has been Talk with John. I hope you all have a great Sabbath. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being here. And we'll catch you possibly next Saturday. And if not, the one after. So, have a fantastic weekend. Take care, folks. You know the one that takes you to the places where all the things meet, yeah. Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.